producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning and we are here to help you to prepare for the weather that we've been getting and prepare for the holiday season. And if there's anything that we can do to help you out, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Give us a jingle and we'll help you out. There's a lot going on right now, and hopefully you weren't buried with snow like we did on Wednesday and part of Thursday. 13 inches of heavy, wet snow. Trees are down. Trees broken. Shrubbery snapped and broken. What a mess. My yard looks like a disaster zone. So when it melts, we'll see how much damage there is. But right now, whew, what a mess. Anyways, it's the holiday season. And if you need some ideas for the right plant to give somebody, then we can help you out with that, because there's a lot of beautiful tropical plants that will survive and thrive in your home or in a friend's home for the holidays and beyond. And a couple things you need to know if you're going to go plant shopping. Number one, if maybe you have some idea where the plant may go in their home, or if you've been in their home and you're able to determine the amount of light that they do receive, that's going to make a big, big difference. That way you can tell the people at the greenhouse that, well, they get sun there in the morning, and then they get it at the end of the day, but there's no real direct sun because of the position of their house and the amount of trees that they have. So if you can let them know how much light and how much direct light, that's going to help to determine what plants would be best for you to select for their home so that they have good success. The other thing is temperature. Do they keep the house cool? How do they heat the house? And that makes a difference with some of the flowering plants. For example, gardenias. If you're trying to grow gardenias in your home and you have forced hot air heat, or you have a wood stove, a pellet stove, that's going to take the moisture out of the air, your gardenias will grow like crazy. You'll get all excited. The buds will swell. They'll turn white. And just as they get ready to open, the fall. Gardenias love moisture. So that if you're going to buy a gardenia from somebody, make sure that they have either natural gas or oil heat with a radiator or baseboard system, not force hot air. Because force hot air and gardenias will not do very well. African violets, the same thing. They'll grow, but especially during the winter, you won't get the amount of flowers that you will the rest of the year because of the moisture in your house. And a great holiday gift is rosemary. And you can find rosemary in your local greenhouse, and they've grown them in the shape of a little tree or other shapes. And rosemary will not tolerate dry air. So if the air is hot and dry, forget about it. They're just going to fall apart, and you'll have nothing. The needles will fall just like your Christmas tree does at the end of the period in your home. So just be aware of that when you're out there shopping for the perfect gift, the perfect plant for your friends and family, that there are plants that will not tolerate dry, hot air. Now, I like rosemary. I like the smell of it. I like to use it when I'm cooking, especially fresh. And we have baseboard heat. And luckily, I have some windows that face south. So they're right in front of a south-facing window. And I get a big saucer. So to give you an idea, let's say your plant, the width of the plant is 10 inches. I buy a 12-inch saucer, and then I fill it full of stone. You could use like marble chip or even gravel that you have in your driveway. Just wash it off first so there's no soil or any petroleum byproducts that may have leaked in it. And then fill your saucer right to level with the stone. Set your plant on top of the stone. And then get into the routine that every morning you have a watering can and you fill that saucer right to the top. And what's going to happen is during the day, the dryness in the air will make the water evaporate. And as it evaporates, it will rise and it will hit the foliage of your rosemary or your gardenia. And it will help the plant to do a lot better in a dry air situation. And with the cold weather, your heat is running more often, so the air in the home is drier than it is at any other time of the year for the next 3 or 4 months. The other thing that I suggest that you do, if you have tropical plants, is get a mister bottle, a quart size, or a pint, depending on how many plants you have. And once a day, just walk through the house and mist the foliage of your plant with the water. It will help them tremendously. It will also clean any dust off the foliage so that it can better adapt to the shorter days that we're getting right now. And you'll see that that will help them. So again, gardenias and rosemary, if you can use a big saucer with water for evaporation, and then use the mister. And what I do is I mist the plants when I get up in the morning, and then I mist them again before I go to bed. And they really do a lot better. And all of your houseplants, if you can do that, ficus, for example, if you put it outside for the summer months, You've brought it inside. You've probably noticed that you're dropping foliage. And part of that is due to the moisture and the light in your home. So try and keep the ficus plant as close to a window as possible. That will help. And then some misting also. Now, the other thing that you've got to be aware of at this time of the year is insects on your plants. And they can get very active very, very quickly. At 60, it takes a while for them to get going. At 65, the speed that they multiply increases dramatically. And at 70, it's probably three times faster than at 60. And if you're keeping your home at, let's say, 70, and you've got a plant near a south-facing window, it's going to get warmer, and the insect population will multiply quickly. So check them on a regular basis, water as needed, and feed them monthly, and you'll be in great shape. Call us, and we'll help you with your gardening. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulsherrett.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulsherrett.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulsherrett.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great, great indoor gardening season and to help you with the holiday prep that you may be getting into at this time of the year. Our number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. So if we can help you get ready, call us, and we'll work together to make your holiday a lot less stressful, and that way you can select the right plants, the right tree, the right decorations, and keep them fresh and green in color. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do a little gardening?
I believe so.
Great. Who do we have up first, Daniel?
First up, we've got John from Ohio. I think he wants to talk about zinnias.
Okay. John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have some zinnias in the garden. I want to take the seed heads off of them. And I'd like to know how you keep them over winter and when to start the seed.
Okay. What size zinnias are they? Are they short, medium, or are the real big, tall ones?
They're the short ones.
The short ones. Okay.
Right.
What you want to do is, as soon as the blossoms have turned brown,
right,
then just cut off the flower and then put them in a brown paper bag, not plastic, because plastic will hold the moisture, it will sweat, and the dead flower heads will rot.
Right.
So what I do when I collect seeds, so that I don't have to buy them again, just like you, especially if there's something that you really, really like, you just cut off the flowers, put them in a brown paper bag, and then I put them in my basement, and that way they continue to dry a little bit longer. Then I'll go probably leave them there until after Christmas, because there's so much going on right now with shopping and decorating and everything else. Then after the holidays are over, I'll bring them upstairs, put some newspaper down on the kitchen table, and dump the seed heads onto the newspaper, and then with your fingers kind of break them apart, and you'll see in the very center the seeds. And you take the old flower petals that have turned brown, the seed capsules, the pods, and you throw all that away, and what you keep are just the seeds found inside. And then I'll take a regular paper envelope, and I'll write the name, like zinnia, yellow, or, you know, whatever, and put the seeds in there. And then you want to be able to try and keep them on the cool side. So what I do is after I've cleaned them and gotten rid of all of the debris from the flower, now I've got just the seeds, I'll go back in my basement, and on the rafters, I'll take a push pin and pin the envelope with the name of the flower to the rafter. And zinnias come in pretty quick, so you would want to stop them inside about anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks when it's safe for you to plant.
Okay.
So, for example, for me, I live in Maine. I'm in southern Maine, and the normal safe planting date is the middle of May, so that I would start my zinnias, marigolds, and a few others around April 1st. So that will give me 6 weeks for them to get growing, get some size to them. They give me time to transplant them into individual packs or individual pots. And then by the middle of May, then I plant them in my garden. So figure about 6 weeks for your zinnias. Thank you. We appreciate your phone call. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. We were talking with John from Ohio about saving seeds from your garden. And the one thing, John, that I want to make sure that's clear, if you're I know. The one thing that you need to realize is if you're saving seeds from hybrids, you're going to get two different plants when you plant those seeds. You're going to be getting the mother, and you're going to be getting the father that they crossed. So what's going to happen is you're going to have about 40% of the plants that were the mother used in the pollination to make the hybrid. You're going to get 40% of the father that was used to make the hybrid, and you're going to get 20% of the actual hybrid. And that's why hybrids are bred every single year and cross-pollinated. So the seeds that you save, you're going to have varying heights, varying shapes, and varying colors. So they will not all look like what you had the previous year. and I wanted you to be aware of that, okay? But if it says on the package where you bought them, hybrid, you're going to end up with three different plants, and they're going to vary a little bit. So just be aware of that. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts, has a question about daisies.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I've got Montauk daisies in the same spot for over a 10-year period. But for some reason this year, they really did not bloom to the level that they've done in other years, and I just wanted to get your opinion on what I should do to get the blooms better.
Okay. Did you do any cutting back on them?
The only time I did the cutting back was at the end of the year. I definitely cut them back, right around the October-November time period.
Okay. And how tall did they grow, Mike?
About 3 feet, 3.5 feet.
Okay. That's part of your problem. Montauk Daisy is a great plant. I have, I think, 5 or 6 different Montauk Daisies in my garden, and I love them because they bloom during the month of October. And by October, your mums are all done blooming, your fall blooming asters are all done, and there's not a lot of perennials that will bloom late in the year. And if you don't get a lot of cold weather where you live, they'll bloom into the month of November very, very easily. So, this is what I do. When we've had several frosts, and it does take several frosts to knock it down because they are cold tolerant. And you see that the leaves are turning yellow, turning brown. I cut my Montauk daisies to about 6 inches. Clean up all the plant debris. That way, if there was any insects, I'm getting the eggs that were left on the plant away from them, and I'm going to have less of a problem the following year. Now, the 4th of July, your Montauk daisies will have grown almost 2 feet tall, just like your mums will. And then what I do on the 4th of July is I'll cut them back by 1/3. So if they're 2 feet tall, then I will take about 8 inches right off the top. And what happens is every branch that I've cut will make side shoots. Your plant will stay shorter. It will double or triple the amount of branches that will form on that plant. And that means doubling and tripling the amount of flowers. They stay shorter, less likely to flip over, fall over, and break if we have a heavy rain and some wind. And they do wonderful. Now, the pieces that you cut off, that 8-inch piece that you cut off, cut it in half so it's 4 inches long, dip it in some rooting powder, and what I do is I'll take some old 6-inch plastic pots or clay pots, you know, pots that you bought plants in. I'll fill them with some good potting soil, dip the cuttings into some rooting powder, and put 3-4 cuttings in each pot. Keep them wet. They'll root, and you'll have beautiful plants to add to your collection. But the main thing is, on the 4th of July, doesn't have to be the 4th, but in that time period, cut them back by 1/3. Cut your chrysanthemums. If you have fall blooming asters, cut those by 1/3. and you'll end up with a plant that's going to be bushier, stockier, thicker stems, so they're less likely to break or bend over with the weight of the foliage, and you can control the size, and it will increase the amount of flowers on your plant. Now, once I've pruned them, then I feed them, and I'll use a granular food like Flower Tone made by Espoma. It's all natural, all organic, or the Dr. Earth flower fertilizer with probiotics. And it encourages the dormant buds to wake up, start to make some new growth, and you'll have all kinds of blooms on your plant. Anything else we can help you with?
Yes, Paul, on your website, the centerpieces, the prices for those aren't listed. Will they be listed at some point?
If you hit refresh,
okay,
on there, all of the prices have been put in.
Okay.
Okay, and if you go to the front of the website, click on REITs, and then it will take you to a shopping cart, and you just click on centerpieces, and they're all listed by price, and we have five more new ones that we will be adding to the list on Tuesday or Wednesday. We're waiting for the shipment of the new containers to come in. We're really excited about these. So we'll have some new shapes, some new designs, and you'll have really fresh greens. The snowfall that we've had in Maine and New Hampshire has created a terrible problem for the people who cut greens to make wreaths and tips that we use to make centerpieces. And everybody is running behind. I did receive a good shipment of wreaths yesterday, and I'm telling you, they are beautiful. They smell incredible. And they're really, really heavy. So everything that's going to be going out on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday as far as wreaths are going to be very fresh because they were made this past week. And with the additional 12 to 18 inches of snow that we had on Wednesday and Thursday, it's making it even more difficult to get fresh tips. So if you need some wreaths, get them ordered now, and it's going to be in a first come, first serve basis as far as our ability to ship, unless we can get some warmer weather or at least some rain to get the snow off the trees. But all the prices should be there. Just go to the website, click on wreaths, and then it will take you to a center page, click on centerpieces, and everything is right there.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. We appreciate the phone call. Our number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got, Carmen from Massachusetts wants to talk about peace lilies.
Carmen, welcome to the Paul Palmer Garden Club.
Well, I've never been called Carmen. My name's Karen, but that's okay.
Okay, Karen.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm sitting back listening to you Sunday morning. I love it. It's a ritual. So I have a peace lily, and I had it out all summer. I know they do not like direct sunlight. It was underneath a shaded tree. Did beautiful. Brought it in for the winter. It's in my bathroom. I have a stained glass window and shutters, so it's not getting direct sunlight, but the little bit that it did, it singed the leaves, so I moved it to a different area of the bathroom. And the leaves this morning, I noticed, were curling down, and I know they don't like to be wet, so I put my finger in, and very, very dry, so I fed it with Miracle-Gro. I went to remove a leaf that was dying from the center of the peace lily, and the whole plant snapped right in two. So what I did was I have a question about rooting powder. I took the, basically it's from the center up, the healthiest part of the plant, snapped right off. I ran right over, got my rooting powder, dipped it in, and then I had a question. One, I don't even know if you can root them, but whenever you use rooting powder, do you have to put the plant into soil, or can you put it into water? I know if you put it in the water, it's going to wash it off, but it'll still be floating around. So I guess why are my leaves curling under, and can I root the healthy portion of the plant that I snapped off this morning?
Okay. That's a really good question, and it's a question that several years ago I was in Florida, and I was visiting different plant growers, and I went into a grower in West Palm Beach, and his specialty was peace lilies, and he had 30 different varieties of peace lilies. And he said, a peace lily is a plant that people can grow in a low-light situation, but they will not flower. And he said, from September until May, take the peace lily, put it near a south-facing window, give it as much sunlight as possible. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. I was talking with Paul Larguet from the travel agency that's putting our trip aboard a fantastic ship on the Blue Danube this July and August. And this is the last week that they are offering a $200 per person discount. So that if you were thinking about joining us this summer on the Blue Danube, don't hesitate, because it will save you $200 per person. Now, if you're traveling alone, call them, and they will help you find a roommate. They've had several people call that it's just them, and they'll help you to find a roommate, which will make it cheaper for you. After all, you're only sleeping in the room. The rest of the day, you're out and about enjoying the countryside. So if you get a chance, give them a call. The number is 203-757-9481. And you want to ask for Vera. And she'll help you find a roommate. And again, you've got until December, well, this is the last weekend, where they're taking $200 off the cost of the trip per person. Okay, Daniel, I'm sorry. Who's up next?
Well, we still got our last caller on the line.
Okay. Is there another question that you had for us?
Yes. Oh, hi, Paul. Am I still on with you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. So with my Peaceful, you said to put it in a south-facing window. Now, since the leaves get singed from just a little bit of filtered sun, what's going to happen when I put it in a south window? And then the other question on rooting powder in general, when you put rooting powder on something, does it have to go right into soil, or can it go into a vase with, like, water for the roots to start?
It wants to go directly into soil.
Okay, that's, I got to change that.
Yeah, so you want to get a good quality potting soil. Black gold is very good.
I get Costa Maine. I've got all the good stuff. That was just a question. Now, what about when I put my peace lily into the south-facing window with
you
all
will.
That sun?
Yeah, see, this time of the year, your sun is very different. Because
okay.
Right now, we're still losing 2 minutes of daylight every single day for another 2 to 3 weeks with the arrival of winter, and then your days are going to get longer. So plants that normally grow in the shade during the winter, you put them in full sun. Your days are shorter. The intensity of the light is not as great. And you have to say to yourself, okay, during the summer, the sun coming in on the south side of the house is a 100-watt light bulb. During the winter, that same light bulb is a 40-watt light bulb. So put them in the sun, and what I do is at least once a week, the side that faces the window, I spin the plant so it faces inside the house. And that way you get even light distributed over your entire plant. And spinning really helps a great deal. And then feed them. Don't be scared. Get out your fertilizer, and every 2 to 3 weeks, give them a good shot. And they'll do really, really well for you.
Okay, thank you.
I thank you, and you have a great holiday season. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Now, if you have Christmas cactus, and you want to enjoy the blooms, keep them cool. So keep them near a window, and even a window that is a little bit drafty, or if you have a bedroom that you have turned off the heat in, and you go in there on a regular basis. Christmas cactus like cool temperatures and short days, so keep them cool.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.